Mandy and Atmal are excited. Home appliances on sale at Domain's Warehouse sale this weekend only. If we sell out, you miss out. Exciting? You bet. This is Mandy and Atmal for breakfast on 2GO.
TTGIF. Is that what I said? TTGLIF, Coasties.
What's that?
Thank the good Lord it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
TGIALWE.
What's that one?
Thank God it's almost long weekend.
Thank God it's Friday!
Yay.
And also, let's just mention that our anchor and friend, button pusher and prefect Widow.
Yes.
Is wearing his pajamas to work.
Yes.
And he's gone commando, and there is that little
the little window. Oh, the window. I haven't noticed the window.
We had a few peeks through the window this morning.
Is my fly undone? Is that what you're telling me?
I have flies on pajamas. Like, they just have a little gapy hole.
A little gapy hole.
Yeah.
Ah!
You've got a gapy hole.
Look, and you can wear your pajamas to work or school today to help out. Give me five for kids. Yeah. And you make a gold coin donation
at the same time. Wear pajamas responsibly, unlike our anchor Widow.
Yes.
Well, a big shout out to some of the schools getting involved today. You've got Erin at Kindergarten. They're doing it. Good Start Early Learning along the coast. They're doing it. As well as King Cumber Preschool. Little Angels Centre at Carryong. They're all getting involved.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the Labour Party are all doing it this morning, and they're showing up at in Parliament
with their pajamas on, with a little window
protruding.
big show today, guys. We're giving away $1,000 later.
I know someone's going to win $1,000. Yeah. You've got one last chance to be on the list.
Well,
of
we don't know.
In
we don't know who's going to win that money.
We don't.
But we've narrowed it down. The three of us. It's not going to be one of us. It's not going to be one of us. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It's not going to be one of us, but maybe it will be.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Coming up, going to play one of Mandy's early morning games. Pick the roundabout. Get a nice little prize with that one too. Mm. But yesterday, we caught up with Sterlo. Thanks to Brian Hilton Honda 7-year sale on now. 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty and premium roadside assist. BrianHiltonHonda.com.au.
A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the post.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team, Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
Sterlo, so happy you could join us this morning. We thought you might be hungover or just after some sort of blues party that you might have been going to all night.
No, good morning, guys. A wonderful night, wasn't it? I'm actually off to golf after just a bit of relaxation after a bit of a tense night there at times if you're a Blues supporter, but in the end, I thought that the young Blakes at Brad Fittler chose were outstanding. Especially when they went behind early in the second half, you never quite know, you know, how players in their first Origin game are going to react to that, but I thought the Blues were excellent.
Yeah. You know, Sterlo, the first thing is I hate it when people go, "We won," and you go, "You didn't do anything. You just sat on your ass and drank beer. You made no contribution to the game." They take too much credit, don't you reckon?
No, that sounds like a win to me, sitting there doing nothing.
You're a winner.
You know, someone else's laurels, actually.
Now, speaking of winners and losers, I believe that I am $80 richer today. And it's been a great week. The Blues win, and I take $80 off Sterlo, and I figured out how to make money for the rest of the year. All I have to do is bet against the Eels. And I can't lose, it seems like.
Yeah, gosh, I'd like to be able to argue, I really would. I'd like to be there in studio to grab you by the neck, but...
I would love that too, just so you know, Sterlo.
Join the queue.
It's a skinny neck too, they tell me, so I wouldn't have too much.
It is now.
They've got a game against North Queensland in Darwin this weekend, and that doesn't augur that well for me either,
Take a risk, Sterlo. What about double or nothing? $80.
Yeah, right. Oh, we'll go double or nothing.
Really?
Double or nothing? $160
against the Cowboys.
I'm doing it responsibly. I don't know about Akmal. I'm betting responsibly.
You're backing the Eels against the Cowboys.
Well, I don't have a choice, do I? I
love the way
Akmal
backs you into a corner. And Sterlo, can I tell you, he does this with everyone. He has the most ridiculous bets in the office as well.
I'm going to...
Well, he works by the he's got the process, obviously. If he keeps doubling, eventually he's going to fluke a win, which he did last week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Now, at the end of it, you could owe somebody $1 million, but in the end, and he's got me. But I'll get him back. There are certain people that I'm fearful of in this world. Akmo, he's not one of them.
And all on right. that note, we will let you go and have a great game of golf. Thank you for breaking down the origin. Have a good week, Stillo. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, game two, we win that one. Series one, great times.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Stillo.
More importantly, the Cowboys and Eels. I'll be watching that one.
I'll be watching it more intently than I thought I was going to be.
Thanks, Stirlo. We'll catch you later. The Brian Hilton Honda 7-year sale on now. 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty and premium roadside assist. BrianHiltonHonda.com.au.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Pick the roundabout.
All right, this is where I describe a roundabout on the Central Coast.
You love roundabouts.
I do.
Must be something.
Well, there's lots of them on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
Do you find we probably got more roundabouts per capita than any other place in the world.
More than Canberra.
We could do with a few more, I reckon. You reckon?
Yeah. I love them.
Maybe we'll build a 2GO roundabout. James from Avoca Beach, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, guys. How are you guys going?
Excellent. James. Lovely to hear from you this morning. All right, I'm going to describe the roundabout, see if you can pick it and win yourself a prize. Here we go. It's a three-way. It's got a slip lane, so it's a bit special. Now, one direction you can go down to Brian Hilton. I'm not sure, but I think you can go bowling.
Oh, you could go bowling with Brian Hilton.
You might be able to.
He loves a good bowl.
He does.
Yeah.
The other way you can go eventually to Lisro, but it takes you a while, especially if the traffic's heavy.
You're going, you know, just basically, you're over being with Brian Hilton.
Yeah, going in the other direction. Exactly.
God, and
the other way is another roundabout. Which one is it, James?
Yeah, I think it's the roundabout on the Pacific Highway north of Wyoming there.
Yes.
Which takes you across to Narara Valley Drive and Mann's Road.
Yes, champion.
James is a man who knows his roundabouts.
And I love my roundabout.
I know. You sound like you do.
All right, congratulations, James, mate. You're going to the Sydney Comedy Festival. Come to Gosford, Sydney Comedy Festival. SydneyComedyFestival.com.au. You've got a double pass.
Have a great long weekend, James.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks so much.
See you, mate.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I hate double demerits. Mm. Why do they focus on the punishment? Where's the double merit point?
When like you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, they should give you like a voucher for something. Or here's a free taser gun.
When I renewed my license recently, I got it cheaper because I haven't had any things go against me in the last 5 years.
And the captain sensible. It
was half price, my license.
Yeah. Anyway, can I tell you about
something? You should be our prime minister.
Can I tell you, this is freaking me out. Look, if you've got a queasy stomach or you're eating your breakfast right now, just a little warning. Because
if you're feeling kind of queasy and your lip begins to curl, don't go kiss a girl. You know that?
No.
If you're feeling, what's that?
Let's work on it later.
Yeah. I should have thought it through.
You should have thought it through before you opened your mouth.
I'll do it in the next break.
Okay, do it in the next break. Excellent. Okay, let me tell you about this woman. Now, she's 63 years old and she loves eating squid and she ate some squid.
Octopus.
It's actually Japanese flying squid. It's called Totodoldes pacificus. Okay, that's the official name.
It is poison.
No, you know what? She undercooked it. She didn't cook it for very long. And also she left the internal organs in it.
Ooh.
So
internal organs.
Right. So what happened was...
Are you meant to take the internal organs out?
You are meant to take the organs out.
Well, you learn something every day.
But you know what happened?
What happened?
Oh, my God. This is the grossest thing I've ever read in my life.
Fantastic. Share it with the Central Coast.
Here we go. Her tongue got impregnated by the squid because she...
The woman's tongue?
The woman's tongue ended up...
So the woman's tongue is giving birth?
Well, the sperm bag's embedded in her tongue and her gums.
Oh, yeah.
Because the squid, all the internal organs were still there, so it actually wasn't quite dead. And when she parboiled it, she didn't boil it enough, and now her tongue is impregnated with the squid.
That's fantastic. She's going to give birth to a baby with 8 arms. Hindu god Shiva was born. The squid impregnated.
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever read in my life.
Oh, I've read more disgusting things
than that. Really? Apparently there were 12 small white spindle-shaped bug-like sperm bags in her tongue and her gums.
Sperm and tongue. Well, if you've just joined us.
Oh God.
I can show you much more disgusting
than that. Well, I don't really want to see much more disgusting.
Have you seen Two Girls, One Cup?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Storage Wars. 1 month storage free. Storage King Lizaro. StorageKing.com.au.
Yeah, we went down to Storage King Lizaro and we delved into the 2GO storage container, which has got all sorts of goodies in it.
And I have a message from the Storage King. He says, look, for the last time, we only store inanimate objects. You can't store your grandmother. You can't store your dog or your kids. They don't have the insurance for it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. We've got on the line Darren from Tumbiumbi. Hey, Daz.
Good morning. How are we all?
Fabulous. Yeah, good, how are you going? Ready for a long weekend?
Certainly am.
Excellent.
How do you get ready for a long weekend? You don't want to be unready.
You're just excited about it, I think.
I'm excited, yes.
Gary from Lake Munmura, are you excited about the long weekend?
Of course I am. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. All right, guys.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty. Thanks for the day off.
Now, guys, we've got this item we found. If you can guess the price without going over it, so the closest price without going over it, you will get the last spot in the draw to win $1,000. We're going to draw it a little later on this morning. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Darren from Tumbiumbi, I want you to give me the value of a Royal Dalton porcelain figurine from the 1970s.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a little bit fancy. It is just a lady with her hands on her hips wearing a hat. It's very delicate. It's very Royal Dalton. How much is that worth?
That sounds fancy. $122.18.
Oh, wow. Ooh, I love the specificity there.
Very good.
All right, Gary from Lake Munmura, what do you reckon this Royal Dalton porcelain figurine?
I'll go above that. I'll go $135
exactly, right. Well, gentlemen, this beautiful figurine from Royal Dalton, circa 1970s, is actually worth $142.95, which means Gary from Lake Munmura, you're in the draw.
Oh, thank you.
On you, Gaz.
No worries,
Gaz. He knows his Royal Dalton.
Yeah, yeah. If there's one thing you know, Gary, it's your Royal Dalton.
What everyone says about Gary.
Yeah, right in the figurine.
All right. Like you are. Hold the line there, Gary, mate. You are now in the running to win that $1,000 cash, which we're going to draw later on in the show.
Yes.
And Darren, no one goes away empty-handed, mate. Going to send you along to the Sydney Comedy Festival. It's coming to Gosford. SydneyComedyFestival.com.au. Okay, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's gone. He's bailed.
Well,
he's
He's obviously seen the show before.
Look, that $1,000 is going to be drawn later on in the show thanks to Storage King Lizaro. Yeah.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yeah, we're talking put downs.
We're doing. Well, there was an article about that claimed that the best people who are good at put downs are drag queens and politicians.
That's
and the
great.
Best ones of all are politician drag queens, like Pauline Hanson, for example.
I was going to say Christopher Pine.
Christopher Pine.
He'd make a great drag queen, Christopher Pine. He should have a crack at that.
Well, how do you know he hasn't?
Well, he might have.
I've got photos.
Well, Alexander Downer did it for a while there. Do you remember there was that famous photo of him with fishnet stockings and high heels on?
Yeah.
There was no one who had a more apt name than Alexander Downer. He was such a downer every time he talked. No, but some of the great put downs. I mean, there are very witty people who are very good. Like,
I wish I had that wit for the put down. Because I'm that person that if somebody says something and you want to come back, you end up kind of going, and then you go home and you think about it and you
Mandy, everyone's
is
like that.
That.
Yeah,
everyone?
I'm like that. I've had
drives
millions.
Me crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We always think the best comeback.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get your head punched in as well.
That's true.
You know, so I'm a coward. So,
yeah, same.
You know, I'm quick mentally, but I'm also a coward. So I will think of it later when I'm at home by myself and no one's around. I'll go, you should have, and bang.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the best person, I think, of all time, supposedly, is Winston Churchill.
Yes.
You know, he would say.
He was famous for a put down, wasn't
he? Yeah, yeah. This woman said to him once, sir, if I was your wife, I would poison your drink. I would put poison in your drink.
Yeah.
And he said, madam, if I was your husband, I would drink it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, he was quick, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was really quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he did another one where a woman said to him, you're a drunk. And he said, well, you're ugly and tomorrow I will be sober.
Yeah. But he was pretty ugly too. So
yeah, well, I don't know where
it doesn't work
from.
As well. But some of my favorites is, if I want shit, I'll squeeze your head. I love that one.
I missed that one. What was that one?
If I want shit, I'll squeeze your head. I like that one. If someone's talking,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Hey, that's what happens when cousins get married. I love that one. Oh, hey, 10 million sperms and you had to be the fastest.
That's a bad one.
But my favorite of all is one of my favorite comedians of all time, Ross Noble.
Yeah.
I was once at a gig and he put on a bit of weight. And he had a big gut and, you know, and then as soon as he got on stage, he's very quick. If you've ever seen him. Mm. And someone said, why are you fat? And he said, because every time I had sex with your mum, she gave me a biscuit.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Tell us what is the greatest decade of all time. Join the club 2gofm.com.au and you could win a limited edition retro ghetto blaster.
Yeah, that stuff, that thing, I want it. I want the retro ghetto blaster. I can't win it, obviously, because I work at 2GO. No. I work here.
You work?
Yeah, imagine hearing this on the ghetto blaster. Now, who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out. Everyone's by the pool, having a pool party.
Yeah. Woo! Yo, man.
Yo, man.
Yo. All right.
Make it rain. Yeah.
This is actually, that's Sean Combs, but it's Biggie. It's Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. Yeah.
Notorious B.I.G. Now, the reason we're playing Notorious B.I.G. is because last night in my house, I had a family dinner, and my son lives with his dad, so he came over for dinner, and he walked in the door wearing a jumper.
Uh-oh.
A very, very colourful jumper. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of how to describe this jumper. If anyone remembers Jenny Key from the 80s.
Or the Pro Heart.
Remember jumpers.
The bit where he paints the rug?
Yeah, yeah. So that's it looked a like. Little bit
it's like
that.
Like he wore that rug.
Yeah. Mm. It kind of looked like a clown had vomited on him from the neck down.
Clown.
Like it was so colourful. Yeah. It had every colour of the rainbow. And
so
it was
clowns don't vomit in colour.
I know, I'm just joking.
Are you joking?
I'm making a joke.
Oh, sorry.
You've ruined
it.
It's not the same when you
it's
have to
too
explain
late now.
It.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no.
Can I tell you about this jumper?
Clowns vomit rainbows.
Anyway.
Yes. Please tell me about the jumper.
Can I tell you about the jumper?
Yes.
It's an amazing jumper. It's just so colourful and so unlike my 18-year-old son. I don't understand. And I'm looking at him going, wow, that's amazing. And I think he's gone to an op shop to get a Jenny Key lookalike jumper from an op shop. But no. It is Biggie Smalls' brand.
Oh, yeah.
Because he likes Kanye and Biggie Smalls and he's into his rap music.
He wants to be black.
Maybe
he should have been born black.
Anyway, he's spent, I don't know, he wouldn't tell me, but he reckons it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a jumper from Biggie Smalls.
You know, the only conclusion I can come up with, and I don't want to alarm you.
What?
But he's selling ice.
He's not selling ice.
Do you know that for sure?
Yes, I do. He's working two jobs. He's working at McDonald's and he's working at a club.
Yeah, he's working.
He's working.
Not he was doing in the car park at McDonald's.
No, stop it, Agmar.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, he reckons around $500 on a jumper.
Yes.
On a jumper.
How old is he?
He's 18.
I can kind of understand it. When you're young, you're frivolous with money. And
you know, he's just kind of learning what it's like. He's like, I can do whatever I want. I'm an adult. I can buy stuff on the internet. And so he's gone out and bought a jumper that's $500.
The worst things that an 18-year-old can do. Have you checked his wardrobe? You checked his drawers?
No, I haven't.
Well, can I suggest you do? Just being a sensible mother, you know, a responsible. Do it responsibly.
Do it responsibly.
When he's not there.
Yeah.
Just snoop on him and, you know, maybe he's up to no good.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Well, at least he looks fashionable, though.
Oh, yeah.
Looks pretty rad.
Most pimps do.
Oh!
No.
That's not true.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Reminder, double demerits are in force for the long weekend already.
And it's triple merits. If you do the right thing, you'll get money from the police. Now, police are good people.
They are
generally.
They are good people. I think there's
a few bad apples.
Yeah, there is. But you know what? I think we've got to get over that whole bad cop thing.
Good cop.
Who's the first person you're going to call if something goes wrong in your life?
Ghostbusters.
No, the cops.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No. This is a great story from China where it's an unusual story. Where an elderly man was having trouble crossing the road and a policeman came to the rescue and he piggybacked him. It's a hard word to say.
I did see the footage for this. There's 12 lanes of traffic on this road. This is just the most incredible road and they've got this big pedestrian walkway.
Yeah.
But obviously this old guy is really slow. So the little – and I think the beep, beep, green man doesn't give you enough time anyway.
Yeah, no.
I think they need to make the green man give you a little bit more time.
more time. That's a good good thing to lobby for. You should get into politics.
More time, green man. That's what do we want? More time.
But it's very generous, you know. Like Australian police wouldn't do that. If I went to say Gosford Police Station and said, "Listen, fellas, I need a lift. I'm going to Hornsby. Can one of you guys piggyback me?" You know what will happen? No, but it's also an unfortunate, you know, the fact that it's piggy.
Being cop.
Finally, I understood what that piggy. No, you're not happy
piggy
with that.
Piggy cops.
No, not happy with that.
Well, I do. I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Sorry, I'm imagining this old guy who had a walking stick on the back of the cop, just kind of hitting him with his walking stick and riding him like a horse.
Like that's Chinese Melbourne Cup. they do it cheaply because they can't, you know, they can't afford the horses.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's amazing.
When was the last time you gave someone a piggyback or were piggy back to yourself?
Very good question.
Been a while?
Yeah. I tell you a story. Once I piggybacked someone without him knowing. It was
How do you not know you're being piggybacked?
Well, I'll tell you why, right? There was I was at the railway station, Sydenham station, one morning, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I was going to play sport and I was on the top of the stairs and I saw someone who looked exactly like my friend, but in fact it wasn't my friend. My vision's not great, and I thought what I'll do is I'll sneak up behind him and I'll jump on his back and scare him. So I ran up to Lloyd Mills, his name was, and I jumped on Lloyd and I went, "Rah!" And Lloyd freaked out so much he jumped. He just basically ran across the railway tracks.
Oh my god!
Jumped the fence and just kept running.
And was it him or was it someone different?
It was someone different.
Oh my god!
It wasn't Lloyd Mills at all. It was someone who looked like Lloyd Mills.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, I've got an update on a story that we talked about a month ago. So, do you remember me telling you about the jogger in a place called Greenslopes in Queensland, which is quite a posh suburb in Queensland?
Oh yeah.
And this jogger would jog past the same houses every day,
mm-hmm.
and about two or three times a week, he would run up this garden path into somebody's property and do a poo.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And we were all going, "What? Who does that?"
I don't think it's an upmarket suburb anymore.
No.
He's lowered the land value.
That's right. It's called Brown Slopes now.
Oh,
sorry.
There's no need for that.
He has been caught. Now, the residents set up a detector camera type thing so that when he came through, dropped his jogging shorts and did the little squat, the camera took a photo.
It was a night vision camera.
Yeah.
The neighbors kind of had a stakeout.
Yes.
And and he had his bum out.
He did have his bum out. So the photo, you can see it on the internet. But what has been really surprising about this story is that this guy turns out to be a high-flying corporate manager.
Oh, yeah. You can be both.
Well, yeah, he's, but what?
A random poor and a high-flying manager, you know.
But I think this is quite surprising. So he's this corporate dude who wears a shirt and tie, probably has a huge team of people that he manages.
Yes.
Obviously kind of, you know, somebody who's quite high up in business, well-respected in his industry, and he poos on people's front lawns.
Maybe, you know, when I first heard, when you told me this story this morning, someone, you know, drops off pieces of poo to people's homes, my first thought was maybe McDonald's are home delivering. No, I'm sorry if you're from
McDonald's. But I find this fascinating. And the reason I find this fascinating is because he has to be in control in so many areas of his life. Clearly he's in this responsible role. And here he is doing something really irresponsible, really horrible, really dirty. It's kind of like a rebellion, right?
Maybe he has a problem.
Maybe you're being too harsh on the man. I don't think I am because he's done it for a long time.
But to do it in the same place every
week.
Every couple of days.
And he's been doing it for a month or more.
It's very strange.
It is odd.
Just making a little delivery.
But it's
a little nugget.
Like Mandy says, it's his tiny little rebellion maybe because, you know, he was such a high flyer.
He has to be straight in every other part of his life. So it's kind of like his rebellion.
You know, the neighbours who he's, the victims, his supposed victims, are quite happy because he does the poo in the exact same place. And since he's been doing it, their plants have just flourished. They've just grown. And now they're kind of calling him and saying, his neighbor's going, can you do mine? Can you do my lawn?
It's a bit of a minor rebellion. Do you have a minor rebellion there, Mandy?
I do have a few minor rebellions, and I don't want any judgment, please. No judgment.
We've
all got our own minor rebellions, so no judgment.
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Thank you.
Someone famous said that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Was it Jesus or Angry Anderson? Well, I can't remember.
I sometimes park in the car park that is for mothers with prams.
And the reason
I do it is because when I was a mother with a pram, I didn't get special parking, and I've still got kids. Yes, they might be adults, but I still have children.
You just carry a pram in case someone hassles
Maybe
you.
Maybe that's a good idea.
I don't have a baby anymore, but I do have a pram.
Exactly.
It doesn't say mothers with babies in prams.
Imagine me trying to get my 18-year-old son to sit in the pram as I'm leaving the car park.
Come on.
But what's your minor rebellions? You have a lot of rebellions. You're a rebellious character. You must have a few rebellions.
Oh, yeah, but you know, none that I can talk about on radio without court proceedings ensuing.
I mean, you lie down in meetings on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that's not rebellion.
You love to wind up the boss in meetings.
Oh, my God. The boss is, look, he's probably the dullest human being that ever lived.
Oh, you terrible human.
Not at all. No. He's, when he says, I've got a meeting and you got to come in and it's fascinating. It's really brilliant. And it's just like graphs and statistics and we've been up since 4. He's going, isn't this exciting? No, it's not.
And Akmal does the wind up where he starts doing the helicopter with his hand and going, all right, let's wrap it up, guys. Let's go.
We've all got our minor rebellious nature to
I set things on fire occasionally, but you know.
Well, we'll leave it there.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Guinea Five for Kids all month for the month of June. And there's lots and lots of ways that you can help donate and support Gimme Five.
Because kids are important. You know, we need kids, you know, and because these kids grow up to be people
eventually.
And, you know, they
might. But also this is about our local hospitals and making sure we have the services and the equipment that will last. And so that kids don't have to go down to Sydney or Newcastle for some of those.
No one wants to go to Newcastle.
I like Newcastle. But when you've got a sick kid, the last thing you want to do is travel.
Is go to Newcastle.
Is travel.
That's right.
So listen.
Even if you've got a well kid, the last thing you want to do is go to Newcastle.
Stop it. I love Newcastle.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, me too.
There's lots of things you can do.
Is there an old castle?
You're an idiot.
If there's Newcastle, there's got to be an old castle,
maybe
right?
There is.
Where's old castle?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Give us a call if you live in old castle.
Widow's looking it up. Is there an old castle?
Uh-oh. Google it.
The prefect.
No, there's no old castle.
There's
no old castle.
To start with a brand new castle. Where's the old castle? There is no old castle. It just starts new.
All right. Anyway, back to Gimme Five for Kids.
Yes.
We've got loads of buckets here, collector buckets. So if your business would like a bucket, or if you'd like to take a bucket to your school or to your workplace and hand it around and do some collecting for Gimme Five, we would really appreciate that.
Whatever you do, though, don't give that bucket to the poo man.
What poo man?
You know, that poo man who
poos. The poo man we were talking about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The poo man that did the poo in Queensland that now I have to tell people about because they don't know what we're talking about.
I was talking to you.
I know, mate. Everyone
personally.
Else is listening too.
There are people listening.
Stop talking.
Shut up. Zip it.
Shut up.
Zipperoo.
Look, the other thing that's happening for Give Me Five today is it's Give Me Five for Kids Pajama Day. So wear your pajamas to work or to school and donate a gold coin. Help out Give Me Five for Kids. Today, helping out, you got Lake Munmore Primary, North Lakes Primary School, and also Arimba Public School.
That's fantastic. So wear your jammies to, do whatever it is that you do at your
whatever
workplace.
It is. We're not here to judge you.
We're not.
You know, if you have wear women's underwear day, if you want. We're not here to,
if you want to do that.
They're but quite comfortable.
Stop talking.
Shut up.
If you want a bucket to collect for Gimme Five for Kids, we've got loads of buckets. You can give us a call here at 2GO or you can just swing past and pick one up. We would love it if you help collect at your workplace or your school. And you know what? We'll keep you up to date as the month goes on with all the events that are happening around the coast.
You betcha.
4324444 is the number. You can call right now and give us your details. Or for all the details of Gimme Five, go to 2GOFM.com.au.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast. On 2GO.
You were talking over the top weddings, and if you thought Meghan Markle's veil that she had at the royal wedding a few weeks back was extravagant.
I didn't think that.
You didn't?
No.
5 metres worth of veil? You didn't think that was extravagant? And she had it embroidered with all of the native flowers of every Commonwealth country.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't have mentioned the royals.
Don't mention the royals.
No,
lizards. They're all lizards. Reptilian.
I want to tell you about a...
evil.
a wedding hat that was a little more over the top than Meghan Markle's train.
Yes.
There's an actress and a model in Denmark. Her name's Emma Leth. She's 27 years old. She's been on Vogue and everything. She's just a model.
Oh, yeah,
but she got married on the weekend in Paris. And she wore the world's largest sun hat. Now, I want to just, let me just put this in perspective for you. Both of you guys, Widow and Akmal, put your hands out sort of along, like parallel with your ears, if you know what I mean, right? Yeah. Just stretch your arms out.
That's a metre, apparently.
Yeah, that's more than a metre, I reckon.
Oh, more than a metre.
More than a metre.
If you outstretch your arms like we are now, perpendicular to your body, that's how tall you are.
Well, that's a good fact. Yep. Thank you. It's also how wide this woman's hat was.
Yes.
So if you put your arms out and as if you're holding the edges of a hat.
Yes.
It's like a meter and a half across.
It looks like, I'm looking at the picture, it looks like someone has snuck up behind her and put a tent on her head.
Yes, it does. Or one of those round jute rugs. You know those huge round
jute rugs. They put it from Doug's and Simon and Donna.
Yeah, it's just.
She got it from Simon and Donna.
Did she? Charmhaven Carpets.
Yeah, they made it into a hat. That's how good they are.
Wow. Anyway, she's had this giant sun hat.
Yes.
Worth $600. She's also wearing a see-through lace wedding dress, which shows her undies and her bra.
Now, that's more interesting. Tell me more about that.
You can see her undies and her bra through her wedding dress.
Oh, yeah.
But it is like, it's almost like, the hat is so big, it's almost like novelty-sized.
It is. It's ridiculous. Like the novel, not. Like
way over the top.
The novelty sombrero that you get at the costume shop.
You know
it's
what?
Like that.
I spoke to people at the wedding. Most of the women noticed the hat straight away.
Mm.
Most, because it's a see-through dress she was wearing, most would be at, what hat? What are you talking about? I didn't see a hat.
We want to know your stories. We want to know your stories on 4324444. Have you been to an over-the-top wedding?
Yeah. Now, we all know weddings can get a little cray-cray. Have you been to an over-the-top wedding?
I've only been to over-the-top wedding. Our wedding was very simple because we're not idiots, but these ethnic people, they come over here. No, I'm kidding. But, the Egyptian community, they love to show off. It's all about, it's about
wealth.
It's about wealth. So whether they've got the wealth or not, and I've known people who've borrowed money to put on, $100,000 extravaganza to show people, look how well we're doing.
Yeah.
And then they're divorced in 3 months and they have to pay the money back to the bank. Sucked in.
God, that's terrible.
No, it's terrible, but funny for us.
Funny for us.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to really extravagant weddings where, you know, they have the, like, you know, smoke machines and drummers and, you know, men with swords.
Oh, wow.
Men with swords.
That's awesome. You
know, yeah, very Egyptian, isn't it?
Pretty over the top.
Pretty over the top.
All right, so if you want comedy tickets, we want to know about the most over the top wedding you've been to. What particular element of the wedding did you think, oh, Scott, that's a bit over the top?
Yeah, I had the worst. It wasn't my wedding. It wasn't even people I knew. It was a gig I did many, many, many years ago.
So people want comedy at their weddings?
Well, not anymore. Not after I did the gig. They banned it ever since.
Yeah.
It was the worst gig ever. And this is back in the days when they paid you cash, or some people paid you cash, and I got a lot of money, like the most I'd ever made for a private gig.
Like a big wad of cash.
A wad of cash. Is that a wad of cash in your pocket? Or are you pleased to see me? I'm both. I'm pleased to see you, and there's a
massive wad of cash.
I was going to say something, but probably not.
Rude.
Yes, rude. For this time of the morning, I just looked at the clock. I said, can I say
done.
That?
Well done. Good self-censoring.
Hey. Thank you very much. Right. Good to be here. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good effort.
Yeah. I was going to say I also have an erection.
No! Oh, my God, you spoiled it. Anyway, go back to your story.
Inappropriate.
Go to your story.
So anyway, the MC for the night, it was a really wealthy family, obviously. You could tell they're very well-to-do. They're Italians. Mm.
No racial stereotypes here, guys.
They aren't all, you know, they're not all in the mafia. You know, some of them work for the mafia, but they're not in the mafia. And and anyway, they got me on stage really early on a dance floor, and the bridal train, you know, the party was on a stage for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And they got me on, but people were still walking in, and it was noisy, and there was music playing, and they got me on, and there's all these cameras filming me, and I'm dying. Like, no one's even paying any attention at all.
Oh, God, how awful.
And even the bride and the groom are talking. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, if you're not doing well in comedy, they call it dying, right?
Yeah,
so you're dying. And I look up on the stage and I see the bride's dad had the biggest nose I've ever seen on any human being. It was almost like one of those plastic ones you put on, but it wasn't. It was real. Yeah, yeah, he's gigantic.
Okay.
And I didn't know he was a respectable member of the community or a very highly regarded.
Oh, no. And the father of the bride.
And I the mean, father. Let's not forget
the
that.
Father of the bride.
And I'm dying and I'm sweating, right? And they're all filming me. And I looked up in desperation. I looked up and I saw this guy with the gigantic nose. And I said, thinking that it might be funny, he might save the night. I said, yeah, great. I'm dying down here and there's a vulture hovering above me. And they just started booing and said, come on, mate, get off. And I said, no, I'm not finished yet. Yeah, yes, you are. You're finished.
Oh,
and and I always think back on that gig and think, they've got that on their wedding video forever. Every time they watch their video, little Aki shows up.
Yeah, shows up and insults the father of the bride.
Yeah.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Storage Wars. 1 month storage free. Storage King Lizaro. Storageking.com.au.
All week we've been having a whole lot of fun delving into the 2GO storage container at Storage King Lizaro and finding all manner of things. We had a Tirana the other day.
Yes.
We had some Royal Dalton, a figurine this morning.
Mm. Mostly stolen goods, would you say?
No, they're not stolen goods.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's good.
And a whole bunch of people have got themselves in the drawer. We've put our hand into the drawer and we've pulled out a winner.
Yeah. We picked a winner.
We picked a winner.
Fantastic.
Shall we talk to them?
Who is it?
Tim from Berkeley Vale. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim from Berkeley Vale. You played Storage Wars on Tuesday. What did you have to guess the value of?
Oh, I had to guess the value of a vintage G.I. Joe toy.
That's right. It was a toy, a vintage G.I. Joe toy from the 1970s.
Mm. Worth $992 that one.
That's right. It was worth a lot of money.
That is ridiculous.
I know. Who's going to pay that?
Who's going to pay for it?
Exactly.
Not me.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
You're starting your long weekend with $1,000.
Woohoo!
Yay.
How awesome is that? And you can buy it.
You can buy it and have $8 change.
Yeah, maybe.
So $1,000, mate. What are you going to do with $1,000?
He's going to buy G.I. Joe.
Take the family out for a nice weekend.
Oh, great stuff. How many people in your family? Tell us about your family, Tim.
Wife and three children.
And are you going with them or are you just going to send them so you can have a bit of quiet?
Yeah, I might just send them on their own.
Yeah. That way you both have a holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Tim, congratulations. Thanks for playing Storage Wars and enjoy that $1,000.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks
free money.
Awesome
we love
stuff.
To give away free money.
Yeah, nothing better.
And a big thanks to Storage King Lizaro. 1 month storage free. Storage King Lizaro. Storageking.com.au.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Today is Give Me Five for Kids Pajama Day. Wear your pajamas to work or school. Donate a gold coin to help out Give Me Five.
Yes.
And Woi Woi South Public School, they're helping out today. Also Henry Kendall High School and Terrigal High School as well. Thanks,
you guys.
Thanks for the hand.
I was wondering, on Wear the Pajama Day, what do the bananas do? Bananas in pajamas. They probably...
Maybe take your
pajamas off. Nude bananas.
Nude Banana Day.
Nude Banana Day. That's it. If you're a banana...
So
I'm tired.
You're very
now.
Tired.
It is, mate. It is time to get
it's
out
been
of
a
here.
Big week.
Which means
what a show we've had.
It is
what a show we have had.
Exactly.
I'm going to call it. I've never done this before. I think this is the best show we've had since we've been here, which gives you an idea how
the way to celebrate is play your music, mate, at the end of the show.
Yes.
Hello. I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going.
Now, look, if you want to catch up on anything you might have missed on the show, 2gofm.com.au or download the app.
Yes, and have a very safe weekend, everybody. Enjoy your long weekend.
And enjoy the rest of Groucho Marx, the genius. This is like 1930.
I know, but you can't talk about it every day.
No, I want to.
But
please.
Anyway, Mickey D's in next. Is Mickey D doing all right?
Mickey D's good. He's got some fun ones for us.
He's got Friday fun ones. We love Friday
fun. Just for us three.
Oh, we're going to stay around?
No, he's...
We're not going to go on our long weekend. We're just going
to
stay at
Mickey
work?
Mickey D said to me, come into the bathroom. I'll show you my fun stuff. And I said no. There you go.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Have a safe long weekend. We'll catch you Tuesday, 5:30. Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.